Everyone, please come to order. After a lengthy weekend, we're back in the saddle. Having been gone for a few days, it was nice to be gone, but it's good to be back. I know I'm lying. Will members please indicate the present by voting? Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please tally the board.
27 members.
We do have a quorum to conduct business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, may the general reflect that Representative Masick has been previously excused from the call of the House today. And Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Harris, Representative Gruenberg, and Representative Wilson be excused from the call of the House today.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused from the call of the House today. Leading the invocation today is the Pastor Greg Lindsay of the Northern Light United Church. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
In deepest respect for the spiritual life of each person present, let us pause for a moment of prayer and reflection. Let us pray. O God, as we return to this place of service following a few days of rest, may we find the inner resources now to work hard, to listen respectfully, to respond compassionately, and to do the very best with the gifts that you have given to each of us. We ask you, O God, to help us understand and embrace the meaning of servanthood, to care for those who cannot care for themselves, to work for those who have no power or no voice, and to serve without regard for what's in it for us. We pray for those among us who are struggling with all kinds of issues. We pray for those who are in harm's way. And we pray for peaceful solutions to very complex and difficult problems in our world. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to serve. Amen.
Representative Sisney, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Fate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that that prayer be spread upon the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. And thank you, Pastor Lindsay, for being with us today. Would the clerk please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify the practice of the journal from the 87th to the 91st legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the previous days be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Without objection, the journal will be certified as approved by the Chief Clerk. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Samuels.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the gallery behind me, I've got a constituent who is also serving as the director of the Division of Insurance from District 29. Please welcome Linda Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In one of the galleries here today, I have Leslie Vandergaugh, who is the principal of Chinook Elementary in my district, and she's here if we could help welcome her today.
Representative Foster.
Yes, sir. On behalf of my colleague from Willow, I'd like to introduce Carol Kane, the executive director of the Alaska Association of Secondary School Principals out of Big Lake in a proud of its gallery.
Representative Crawford.
Sure. I have a guest in the, my bet is it's the Paratrovich Gallery that really is a She, in 1993, she was the Alaska Elementary Principal of the Year. 1994, National Distinguished Principal. And the past president of the Anchorage Principals Association, Dr. Linda Black. Help me out.
Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I have two sets of guests to introduce, one of whom I haven't met yet, but I will take advantage. One of the new schools in my district, Lake Hood Elementary School, the principal, Connie Reinhardt. And in the gallery behind me, there's a face who many people know, Rebecca Braun with the Alaska Budget Report, and her father, Mr. Peter Braun, who's visiting from Boston, Massachusetts, proving that people from Boston, even if they are Red Sox fans, do retain a shred of intelligence.
Thank you. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under introduction of guests, it's my privilege to introduce a member from your own district. We have in the Paradovich Gallery the assistant principal of Greening Middle School, Eagle River, Jackie Rep. Also, Mr. Speaker, from your area of representation, Denise Green Wilkinson, principal of the Polaris K-12 school. She's not here yet. So
she's not here yet. Welcome. Tardy. Representative Gatto.
Speaker, I have an honor to introduce someone who's not just one of the principals in my school district, but also a personal friend of mine who has participated as a major actor in plays at the Fred McIntans Theater in the Mad Valley. His name is Carl Schleich. He's the principal at Larson Elementary. He also happens to be the president of the Alaska Council of School Administrators, the president of the Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals, and, believe it or not, achieved Alaska's most distinguished principal in the year 2000. And so please welcome Mr. Carl Schleich.
Further guests for introduction. Madam Clerk, are there messages from the governor?
Yes, for Senate Bill 20, Finance, Board of Marine Pilots, Chapter Number 10, SLA 2003. There are no further messages from the governor.
Are there messages from the other side?
Message today is April 17th today, and the Senate has passed the following and transmitted them for consideration. Senate Bill 87 by Senator Seekins, titled An Act Relating to Principal and Income in the Administration of Trust and Descendants of States in the Mental Health Trust Fund, adopting a version of the Uniform Principal and Income Act and providing for an effective date.
Refer to the Judiciary Committee.
Senate Bill 95 by Senator Green, entitled An Act Relating to Strikes by Employees of a Municipal School District, a Regional Educational Attendance Area, or a State Boarding School, and requiring notice of at least 72 hours of the strike before those employed by those.
Be referred to the House Special Committee on Education and the Labor and Commerce Committee. House, stand. House, please come back to order. We were under messages from the other side. Madam Clerk. Refer to Judiciary and Finance.
There are no further messages from the other bodies.
Representative Morgan.
Thank you,
introduction of guests.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm coaching, well, he's not here, my good friend from Valdez. We both kind of have the same constituent here. The principal from Delta, Sandra Hill.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, under introduction of guests, in the Paratovich Gallery, we do now have with us the principal of the Polaris School, Denise Green Wilkins.
We have her note that her tardiness was already noted. Madam Clerk, are there communications? Are the reports standing committees?
Has a further referral to the Finance Committee. contract officer, attaches a zero fiscal note recommending due pass sheet and no recommendation home, Berkowitz and Wyrock. The report was signed by Wyrock Chair. House Bill 248 has no further referral. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 250, state contract, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 250, Labor and Commerce, with the same title. Attaches an indeterminate fiscal note recommending due pass, Dotto, Crawford, Guttenberg, Dahlstrom, Roseburg, and Anderson. The report was signed by Anderson Chair. House Bill 250 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 45, Judiciary, LB&A Crimes and Cooperation, recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 45, Judiciary, with the same title, recommending due pass, Ogg, Samuels, Holm, and McGuire. No recommendation, Gruenberg, amend Guerra. The report was signed by McGuire Chair, CSSB 45, Jude, as a further referral to the Finance Committee. There are no further reports of standing committees.
Other reports to special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there any citations or resolutions for introduction?
Citation honoring Ryan Weatherall, Alaska 2003 National Geography Bee winner by Senator Alton and Representative Petula and Wyrock, honoring the Nilchik Wolverine girls basketball team 2002 through 2003 District 3 Class 2A state champion by Senator Wagner and Representative Chenault, honoring Cook Inlet Academy boys basketball team 2002-2003 District 3 Class 2A championship by Senator Wagner, honoring Kentucky Bulldogs girls basketball team 2002-2003 Class 3A state champions by Senator Wagner and Representative Chenault, honoring University of Alaska Fairbanks rifle team by Senator Deacon, in memoriam Toby Gamble by Senator Davis, in memoriam Malcolm S. Johnson and Isaiah T. Johnson by Senator Davis. There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Are there bills for introduction?
House Bill 278 by Representative Coghill entitled an act relating to Masonic Lodge license plate.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 279 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled an act expanding the purpose of the Alaska Natural Gas Development Authority to include planning, developing, constructing, managing, or operating an economically viable gas pipeline project from the North Slope of Alaska by a route that parallels the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System or the Alaska Highway, relating to development plan, requiring the work plan, and relating to acquiring permits or other property by the authority for a proposed gas pipeline project and providing for an effective date. A letter and fiscal note were attached.
A special committee on oil and gas, resources, and finance.
There are no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Madam Clerk, that brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Would you please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 120 by Representatives Coghill, Wolf, and Roseburg entitled an act excluding service contracts from regulation as insurance and providing for the effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill recommended to be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 120, Labor and Commerce, with a new title attached to zero fiscal note recommending due pass, Dahlstrom, Roseburg, Lynn, and Anderson. No recommendation, Guttenberg. The report was signed by Anderson Chair. Rules Committee considered the bill recommended to be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 120 Rules with a new title attaches a zero fiscal note recommending due pass, Coghill and Roseburg. No recommendation for Tula, McGuire, Cott, Morgan, and Berkowitz. The report was signed by Roseburg, the chair. There are two committee substitutes.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Rules Committee substitute with a new title be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
There is an objection to the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
I have a brief at ease.
I'll stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Prior to the at ease, Minority Leader was questioning whether or not we should adopt the Rules Committee substitute version, House Bill 120. Mr. Minority Leader?
Withdraw my objection.
Okay, the motion has been withdrawn. So without objection, we have the Rules Committee substitute before us. Madam Clerk, are there amendments?
Amendment number one by Representative Coghill.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move amendment number one.
Without objection, amendment number one is adopted. Madam Clerk, are there further amendments?
Amendment number two by Representative Guerra to page 1, line 9.
Representative Guerra. Amendment number two was moved. There was an objection by a minority member to a minority's amendment. Representative Guerra.
Didn't he just withdraw his objection?
Under debate.
Yes, well, I almost don't care enough about this amendment to debate it. But,
was that a withdrawal?
No, the amendment is there. Mr. Speaker, the intention behind the bill is to exempt things that aren't insurance from the insurance code, and we just wanted to make sure we weren't exempting things that could be construed as insurance from the insurance code too. So that's the purpose for the amendment, and I think it has the support of the sponsor of the bill. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Leader.
That is true. I will not object to it.
Representative Croft, you wish to speak
no
to your objection?
It wasn't funny.
Without objection, the amendment number two has been adopted. Madam Clerk, are there further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 120 rules amended be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we have House Bill 120 rules before us in third reading. Would the clerk please read the title for the third and final time? I hesitate to call upon the Majority Leader based on the last debate we had, but Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, this one, I think everybody in the room here has had a little bit of action on this. But, Mr. Speaker, if somebody buys an appliance from a nationally recognized company that has a retail outlet, they can get a service contract. If that nationally owned company contracts with either a wholly owned subsidiary or some other contractor or a jobber or something along that line, then in Alaska it has been determined that if they sell a service contract, it's insurance. And that was brought to my attention, and I was asked to carry this, and I'll try not to swallow my tongue like I did on the last time I waded into this kind of territory. However, I started off with a rather simple approach that was too broad. And as you can see from the way it went through the committees, each committee brought a little better language to it. What this does is make sure that a service contract is exempted from insurance, and make sure that it's not talking about automobiles or homeowner insurance to the degree that a appliance service contract would apply. Probably the sticky issue during one of our adhesives was the indemnification language on page one, which simply, under a service contract language, would allow them to replace, not to replace, but I mean to offer of some value if they couldn't replace the exact piece. For example, if something went out of, if they just quit manufacturing something directly after purchase, for that service contract, they might replace something in kind or trade it out cash value. It's been kind of an interesting discussion trying to exempt something. On the national level, there's two approaches. The way we've taken here is to exempt them from insurance. Other states have gone through a rather lengthy process of describing a service contract. We're catching up with them. This started off as a one-paragraph bill. We're now into a two-page bill, so we're only about 12 pages short of the national model, which I was loath to do, seeing as I didn't want to add any more laws. However, I think this does draw a bright line, and it would keep those from having to pay premium taxes for insurance for things that are really not insurance. I think this draws a nice bright line. I would ask your support.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. Much cleaner than last time. Is there further debate? The question before the House is the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 120 rules amended. Members may proceed to vote. Has anyone failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change your vote? Clerk, tally the board.
34 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, unanimously, the House has passed Committee Substitute for House Bill 120 rules amended. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Committee Substitute for House, the roll call vote on the vote for Committee Substitute for House Bill 120 rules amended be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the bill will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause, thus adopting the effective date clause. Representative McGuire, under introduction of guests.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for your indulgence. I'm honored today to have behind me in the Elizabeth Perachevich Gallery a new constituent of mine, Dr. Matt Dunon. He's a family practice physician who's down here visiting us. Please help me welcome.
Further guests, seeing none, back down the calendar. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 43 financed by the Senate Finance Committee entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the State Medical Board. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill recommending due pass. Dotto, Crawford, Bettenberg, Dahlstrom, Roeperg, and Anderson. The report was signed by Anderson Chair. The Finance Committee referral was waived. I have no amendments.
In that case, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 43, Finance, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
Without objection, we have the Finance Committee substitute before us in third reading. The clerk, please read the title for the third and final time.
Yes, the Senate Bill 43, Finance, entitled an act extending the termination date of the State Medical Board.
Representative Croft. Representative Dahlstrom, under debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the time of year for the legislative review of the Alaska State Medical Board and its operations and activities. This bill was introduced to extend the life and the function of the board and based on a satisfactory performance. The legislative budget, the legislative budget and audit concluded that the board has acted effectively, appropriately, and responsibly in a manner that's consistent with good administrative practice. The CS for SB 43 has a four-year extension, and I respectfully ask you and urge you to vote positively on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Dahlstrom. Further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question being, should the House pass Committee Substitute Senate Bill 43 Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does anyone wish to change the vote? Clerk, tally the board.
35 yeas, 0 nays.
So unanimously, again, the House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 43 Finance. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's calendar?
There's a citation on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citation on today's calendar will be approved. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the members go into the limbo file at this time to take up the committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, Military and Veterans Affairs.
Without objection, we are in the limbo file.
The Senate amendments to the resolution expand the focus of the resolution to focus on economic development in the Delta Fort Greeley to include not only military activities but also resource agricultural development and Pogo Mine. It should be noted that the version has a new title, but because it's a concurrent resolution, it does not need to have title change amendment. And the sponsor of the resolution, member from District 31, concurs with the changes. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House concur with the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, Military and Veterans Affairs, amended, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, Community and Regional Affairs, and recommend that the members vote yes.
Under debate. Ready for the question. The question being, shall the House concur the Senate Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 2, CNRA? Members may proceed to vote. Please lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Clerk, please tally the board.
38
And so the House has concurred in Senate Committee Substitute committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 2, CNRA. Whew, that's a mouthful. And Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Jewell be excused from the call of the House from 7 p.m. today until 3 p.m. Sunday, April 27th. And let's see, member from, excuse me a second, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Kapsner, who is going for just a sonogram, be excused from the call of the House today. Just a sonogram. That's the word I was trying to remember.
Not a hologram, a sonogram. Okay. Without objection, those two members will be shown as excused on the date and time indicated by the Majority Leader. Is there further unfinished business? Under unfinished business, earlier I referred House Bill 278 to the State Affairs Committee, removing that committee referral and instead referring it to the HES Committee. In addition, Senate Bill 120 was referred to the Judiciary Committee. I'm removing that committee referral. That piece of legislation has already been heard in the House Judiciary Committee, is in House Finance. Committee announcements. Representative Coring.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Oil and Gas Committee will not have a meeting today as noted on the schedule. We will instead hear House Bill 277 at a subsequent date. And on Thursday, we are going to hear three bills, so we finally have some legislation to address. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Coring. Further committee announcements? General announcements? Representative Wyrock.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The American Red Cross is hosting an international wine tasting cruise Friday, April 25, 2003 at the Auk Bay Boat Harbor. This will be a great cruise, a great cause, wildlife viewing, and hors d'oeuvres. You can see me for tickets anytime. Thanks very much. Should be a good time.
Thank you, Representative Wyrock. I would note that the wildlife viewing fee will not be in effect for that particular cruise. Representative Gatto.
Move back up to committee announcements.
Under committee announcements.
Representative Wilson has asked me to announce that the HES committee will convene immediately following the floor session.
HES immediately following floor session. Further committee announcements. Down to general announcements. Special orders. Representative Wyrock.
Just quickly, topic is tie that binds.
Without objection.
Earlier this year, we had a Buddhist monk, Pema, do a chant, prayer, you may recall, and then he translated in English. I noticed on the front page of the Juneau Empire there's a very colorful group of kids that, with Pima's assistance and a young lady by the name of Libby Parker, have written a play about the trip that she had there and the cultural exchange that she experienced with her family. And I think all the students at Auk Bay and certainly the community of Juneau, and eventually we'll announce this on the floor, benefit from these kind of community outreach that people from all over the state go to all over the world, and I just think it's a great cultural opportunity and just a tremendous thing that this 13-year-old girl has written a play that's being put on in our local school, and I think it's just great tribute to our educational system that cultivates that kind of cultural exchange, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Wyrock. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the notice of publication requirements be waived and the citation honoring the University of Alaska Rifle Team be made a special order of business and be taken up at this time.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be adopted.
Without objection, that citation will be adopted. Representative Foster.
Sir, I wonder if I can talk about the trouble with Harry.
Without objection, let's hear about troubling Harry, or the trouble with Harry, or Harry the troubling.
Well, he had a birthday a couple days ago. I wonder if I could read his biography.
Without objection.
He was born on April 17, 1952. He's an Aries. And he says that his mother was a ventriloquist, and she was always throwing her voice. For 10 years, he thought the dog was telling him to bite his father. And his grandmother was a tough cookie, too, Mr. Speaker. She buried three husbands. Two of them were just napping. He was born in Shreveport, Louisiana. His wife is Gwen, and he says it was a mixed marriage. She's a human. He's a Klingon. His children, Bo, Clarissa, Andrew, iron worker by trade, graduated from Byrd High School in Shreveport, Louisiana, and he also attended Louisiana State University. He's in his second term as a state representative. And he says, how did I feel when I first got elected to the House? Well, it was the same as Louis Armstrong did when he first walked on the moon. His special interest, Cajun cooking. And he says he considers gravy a beverage. In a statement, he says, no one here in the legislature really listens to anyone else. And if you try it for a while, you'll see why. Please stand and help me sing Happy Birthday to Harry.
Stand at ease. I just was informed by a television viewing person that this particular episode of Happy Birthday was one of the better ones. And with that, Raging Cajun, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That's 51 down and 49 to go, and thanks from the member from Nome. I always appreciate his levity, last year I didn't know how he knew my mother, but now I don't know how he knew my grandmother either.
Thank you, Representative Crawford. Representative Jewell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Request the floor to speak on going the distance.
Without objection, let's hear about the going the distance.
Well, yesterday, as most of you are aware, was the 107th running of the Boston Marathon. And there were 46 Alaskans who entered this great race. 39 finished. The first Alaskan to finish was 61 overall. He finished at a time of 2 hours, 39 minutes, and 26 seconds. And his name was Kevin, looks like Brinegar from Fairbanks. The second finisher, also from Fairbanks, finished 348 by the name of Wayne Letter. Now, what's all of this got to do with why I'm standing up? The third finisher was from a small community in my district, from Kotzebue, finished 501 overall with a time of 2 hours, 58 minutes, and 24 seconds. That young man, by the name of Sam Hill, happens to be my nephew. I talked to his mother yesterday. His mother's my younger sister. That's how this young man becomes my nephew. And and she said that when he had 5 miles to go, I guess you hit that proverbial wall. That's about where we are going to be for the next week or so. He kept asking himself, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Donuts to dollars with a time like 2 hours and 58 minutes, and knowing the two Alaskans finished in front of him, he's the kind of guy that would go back just to see if he could be the first Alaskan. But for all of the 39 finishers and all of the 46 who entered, that's a heck of a feat. Actually, two of them for 26.2 miles. But it is a neat thing, and I think Alaskans can be proud of all of our Alaskans who entered that race. And as an uncle, I am particularly proud of my nephew.
That makes my three-quarter mile on the treadmill look pretty paltry. What the good member from District 40 didn't tell you is that the other seven that did not finish took the wrong turn, and they are still running. So hats off to those enduring Alaskans. For the special orders. Well, back in 1954, the NBA adopted the 24-second clock. It's been around for quite a while. Back in 1958, pacifist Bertrand Russell introduced the peace symbol. That's where that came from. And back in 1959, I'm sure a good member from District 40 will appreciate this one, the village of Uniclete received its first lawn to go with the lawnmower that they had previously received from the Federal Aviation Administration. And I just a parting thought for the day. Establishing goals is all right, if you don't let them deprive you of interesting detours. I think, as me and the majority leader have agreed from time to time, the best remedy for a short temper is a long walk. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, April 23rd.
We're adjourned till 10 a.m. tomorrow.